This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Miss Booker. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. I have my friend, as I like to refer to her, as someone that provokes me to jealousy, Nita Johnson, here in the studio. And Nita is from Clovis, California. She's the head of World for Jesus Ministry. And Nita, many years ago, you had a visitation from the Lord in which he spoke to you a term that we don't hear much about, but we're going to be hearing more and more about. And the term is union with God. There is an intimacy with God that is available to everyone because many of you have been called, but only a few of you are going to step into that. Tell me what the Lord told you about union with Him.
Can you imagine having an experience like this? The Lord speaks to you and He says to you, Sid, would you like to know and love me as my son did when he was here on this earth?
And the answer would be yes.
Well, anyone would say yes, if that's possible. I mean, think about that. Messiah was not only all man, but he was also all God. What kind of communion and fellowship? How did he know the Father when he was here on this earth, being all man, perfect man, and all God?
I was reading the other night about him spending the whole night in prayer. Mm-hmm. How many people do that?
Yeah. And prayer to him was not like prayer to you and I. I mean, prayer to the average believer is we've got a need that God really needs to meet. And so we're pleading with him to do that.
So when you or a loved one are close to death, all of a sudden you become a big prayer warrior.
Yeah. But that isn't the way it was with Messiah. When he spent all night with the Lord, it was like son talking to father face to face. It was like the best friends sitting down and having a long talk over intimate things. The camaraderie, the fellowship, the strengthening of spirit that he experienced that night with the Father, most believers don't know anything about. It was like the Father was sitting right in front of him and they were conversing all night long. And so, anyway, he makes this statement to you and you think, I would like that. Anyone would like that. Well, shortly after the Lord spoke those very words to me, he appeared to me. And he showed me what it would be like to know and love the Father as he did when he was here on this earth. Turn, Sid, if you don't mind, to John, the first chapter. It says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. When he appeared to me, let me tell you what I saw. I don't know how to explain how I saw this. I can only say that I saw it. And what I saw was, I saw the living Word flowing through every atom of his being, through his cells, through his mind, through his heart, his soul, his spirit. The living Word, not black and white scriptures memorized, but the living, vibrant, self-existing Word flowing through him. And then one by one, he began to take me through the fruits of the Spirit, and I saw the love of God flowing through him. Then I saw the joy of God flowing through him, the peace, the long-suffering, all of the fruits of the Spirit flowing through him one at a time. Again, to tell you how, I don't know how to tell you that. It's just he has a way of helping us to understand and see things when he wants us to. Then he wrapped his arm around me, and everything that was inside of me, all of my humanity, all of my human passions, went down, 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 and out my feet. And I began to be filled with everything that was going on inside of him. The living word, the love, the joy, the peace, the gentleness, the goodness, all of the fruits of the Spirit were flowing through me just like it was flowing through him. The living word was flowing through me just like it was flowing through him. I didn't feel human fear. I felt no human love. I felt no human passions of any kind, only divine passions, which are so much higher than human. And then he looked at me and he said, "Would you like to live here?" Said this thing that I was experiencing was so divine.
Would you like to live in this realm?
Yes.
7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Yes.
That's what he offered.
That's what he offered.
What'd you say?
Are you saying that it is possible for a human being to live in this place with you? And he smiled. He didn't respond. I said, "Lord, you know me. If you're saying this is possible, I'll pay any price. I will do whatever you require of me. I will give whatever you demand. Whatever you want is yours. If you say I can have this place with you." And he said, "All right then, you can have it. It'll be yours." But the thing that he said to me just before he left, he said, "Nita, one more thing. I want you to tell my people everywhere that anyone who will can have this place in me." This is the way Moses walked with God. More importantly, this is the way Adam walked with God before he fell. He is wanting to take us all the way back to the way Adam walked with God.
But Nita, you are single,
mm-hmm.
and you've made this quality decision to have this intimacy with God. People that are married, that have children, that have to work 5 days a week, 9 to 5, 9 to 6, maybe even a second job. Is this available for them too?
Do you know that there was a woman by the name of Madame Guyon? Many, many years ago, I knew nothing about these saints before these visitations. And he said to me, "I will put books, biographies of people who have entered into this place with me into your hands. You don't have to search for them. I'll give them to you." And they started coming from me, from even other countries. Madame Guyon was the first one. She entered into this place with God with being allowed only 1.5 hour a day for prayer. That's all her husband would give her. He was very, very cruel to her, demanded every minute of her time. She had a half hour a day that she could spend in prayer. And then with a half hour a day, she entered into union with Christ.
Everyone listening to us has a half hour a day.
That's right.
What about those that are listening to us right now that are in prison? Can you imagine how they can take what the devil meant for evil and turn it into good? By just following what we've talked about this week.
That's exactly right. Sid, look at Joseph. Joseph entered into this place in God. And he did it in prison. Abraham entered into this place in God. Moses entered into this place in God. Elijah did it in the midst of a horrendous famine in the land. You know, living outside by a lake. None of our circumstances have to control these decisions. We can be, I know of a woman back in the 50s who raised 4 children and entered into this place in God. This is for anyone who wants it. If you want it badly enough, he will make it, he will move heaven and earth for you. Once you come into even a close proximity of this walk, you will begin to come into a place where your prayers are being answered faster than you can pray them.
But you're in this place not so your prayers can be answered faster than you can say
right.
them. You would be in this place if God never answered your prayers. You're in this place because, almost like a drug addict, you have tasted the pure love of God, and you don't want to be anywhere else.
Taste and see that God is good. That's right. It's the way the church was called and ordained to walk.
The first followers, do you think they all were in this realm?
Many of them. Well, the apostles all entered there. The Holy Spirit took me through a time in the Word where he showed me every prophet when he entered into this place. He showed me the apostles when they entered into this place. And he said to me, I have done this to encourage you along your walk. And he does things like this just to keep our faith strong, to bring us into this place. One woman, her name was Martha Wing Robinson, entered into this place in 9 months. She sought the Lord. She obeyed everything that he told her to do. And she went through some horrendous trials, but she did it knowing where she was going, and that is into intimacy. He brought her into union in 9 months.
Now you've had a few trials, I know from reading your book. No one should have the trial that you had to go through with the one you said earlier this week was before you knew the Messiah intimately, was the one you really loved,
mm-hmm.
your daughter. What happened to her?
She was raped by her uncle. That was a very difficult time. It was a time of trying to keep my sister from losing her mind. She felt so responsible and devastated. My daughter, it just about destroyed her emotionally, as you can well imagine. It was a very, very hard time.
What happened to your brother-in-law?
Well, I forgave him. And because I forgave him, today he's in heaven. I believe with all my heart that had I not forgiven him of what he did to my daughter, he would not be in heaven today.
How could you do that? How could you forgive him?
Well, to be very honest with you, because Messiah has forgiven me of so much. Forgiving anyone of anything, no matter how bad, is nothing compared to the things he's had to forgive me
for.
Yeah,
but intellectually we all know this, but there's an emotional side of us.
Well, there's
how
a heart issue.
How could you do this? How could you forgive someone that did this horrible deed?
Because I don't know what else to say. I have felt the love of God. I have felt the freedom of forgiveness. I love him so much. How could I not forgive someone even of something like this?
Well, you know, if Nita could forgive someone for this, you can forgive someone for anything that's happened in your life. And talk about a blockage to intimacy with God.
Yes, that's right.
As a matter of fact, Jesus said, I'll forgive you the same degree you forgive other people. So it's not even an option in walking with the Lord. There's no option. There's no exceptions. How much do you want to be forgiven?
Mm-hmm.
That's how much you have to forgive. And there is a grace in this forgiveness if you push and you say,
yes.
I choose. That's the first step, I choose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're just about out of time. Mishbucha, I urge you to order Nita's book, The Overcoming Life Through Prayer. It's unlike any book on prayer. Chuck Flynn said, truly a book for today. Nita's personal revealing illustrations actually make prayer a delight instead of work. $10, postage paid.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, cassette catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Look us up on the web, www.sidroth.com. www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.